Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, and when Greg Pickle is with us, you know what that means. It's time to ask Greg. Greg answers your questions, and if you want your question answered by our great Greg Pickle, you can download our app. It's Keystone Sports, or if you want to email us, send to info@ksnsports.net. We'll get your question on the air. Greg will answer it. And if your question is selected as the best of the day, you get yourself the KSN polo shirt, all right? Let's get started, Greg. I want to start with Mike from Harrisburg. And Mike says, among coaches, players, and fans, who do you think is most motivated for a bounce-back year in 2021?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question, if only because how do you separate those three groups? I think everyone's kind of pulling in the same direction. You know, obviously, I think it's the players, right? I mean, the coaches, some of them are new, some of them are familiar faces. So, you know, some of them had an experience with this team last year. Others, of course, did not. So, you know, and they're always motivated, right? Because if they don't win, if they don't produce, they're going to be either looking for a new job or not able to get the kind of promotion opportunities they want right away. For the players, they obviously are doing so much sacrifice to be able to work out and have practices eventually and get back on the field eventually. And look, when you go 4-5, when you start out the way Penn State did, you're doing all this stuff, and the question just at some point becomes, for what? You know, why are we doing this? Why are we putting ourselves through this? They never quit. They never gave up. And now they have a chance to get better and right the ship and go back out there and, you know, perform at a higher level and not be out of the hunt for the college football playoff and all that so early in the season. So, to me, it's the players, no doubt. We know the fans are always motivated. That's never a doubt. But it is the players for sure, Jim. They are all eager to right the wrongs of last year and show that, you know, they can be the guy, especially someone like a Sean Clifford or like some of these guys on defense. You know, they can be the kind of player Penn State is looking for. And, you know, when it all is said and done, I do believe this team can be better than last year's team. I really do believe that. At the same time, what a brutal start to the year. I mean, you have Auburn and Wisconsin in September. That's going to be extremely challenging to come out of that unscathed with only one loss, because that's all you can have, let's be honest. And preferably you want to be undefeated if you really wanted to like your chances. So, you know, to me, Jim, it's the players, no doubt about it.
You know, when I first looked at this question, Greg, I was... Well, of course, everybody's going to be motivated. Everybody wants this to get better. But what differentiates the players is this is essentially their one shot. Yes, I know they may have a couple years. But the coaches, they have a longer history behind them. They have more opportunities going forward. We as fans, you mentioned Sean Clifford. Big Sean Clifford fan. I really want him to succeed. But if it doesn't happen for him, all of a sudden I may become the hugest Taquan Roberson fan or the biggest Bo Prabula fan, you know? So
right.
As a fan, we get another opportunity. If it's not in 21, it's in 22, 23. Players, they don't have that long, so they better take advantage of things while they can. All right, next up, Greg, is Dave from Lakewood Ranch, Florida. And you know what? Every time we get a question from someone in Florida, it just upsets me a little bit. Dave is probably listening to us on the beach somewhere or next to the pool or at the golf course. And that upsets me for some reason.
And right. Here we are looking at more snow, Jim.
Exactly. I have an issue with you, Dave. I have a problem with you. But anyway, we'll still read your question despite that. Dave says, with the recruiting dead period extended, could you see high school players threatening to sue the NCAA? Kind of like what they did to play last year. Might the high school players do the same thing to the NCAA?
I don't think so. And here's why. Here's the ultimate problem, Jim. It's that... You know, I don't believe the NCAA was sued last year. I believe it was in our particular area of the world, the Big Ten Conference, it was sued. But here's the issue. The schools are not all that heartbroken. In fact, many of them are probably thrilled that this dead period is still in place. And, you know, the schools are the NCAA. So, you know, you'd basically be suing your future college home, I guess, is one way to look at it. And, you know, I just think that it is a shame for the kids, and there should be a way for them to visit safely, but the NCAA and its member schools don't either want to come up with that plan or don't feel comfortable with that plan. And you know what? Coaches are not upset about the fact that they don't have to try and hold spring practice and keep everyone safe for spring practice and then also worry about how to keep recruits and visitors and their families and everyone else safe during spring practice. I think they'd much prefer to get that ball rolling in the summer when the kids are kind of out working on their own with the strength staff and everything else. So, you know, they'll find a way to do it here before long. But, you know, I just don't see a lawsuit being a viable option here. I really, truly do not. It just, to me, seems more like the you know, it's more like the, you know, the old saying. I don't know if it's an old saying, but, yeah, I just think that if, you know, these guys want to get back to campus, I get it. They can go take visits by themselves. I know they can't see the staff. I know that kind of defeats the purpose. But, you know, there are ways to get around the ban for now, not one that really anybody likes. But, you know, I don't see a lawsuit fix anything for these guys. It is a shame. Obviously, they haven't been able to visit campus for a long time. But, you know, nobody was begging for this pandemic to come and kind of screw everything up anyway. So, unfortunately, they're just one of the ones that are, you know, losing the brunt of, or taking on the brunt of this thing more than anybody else, which is a shame, but the fact of the matter.
And at the high school level, their ability to gather the momentum and the PR argument, it's not like having a Trevor Lawrence or a Justin Fields behind the process. So they're not going to have that. Hopefully before too long, they will be able to visit campus again. Next up is Milt from Knox, who says, when there were discussions previously about this upgrade to the Lash building, he said there was a quarterback lab mentioned. But in this most recent incarnation of it, that quarterback lab hasn't been mentioned. He wants to know if that plan has been discarded. Perhaps you could help me out. I do not remember what the talk was of a quarterback lab.
So let's see here. Back in June of 2020, there was a posting on the Penn State, the website where they have to put out information for companies to bid on doing work. And there was a project to be bid on, Jim. It was called the Lash Football Building Position Room Renovation -QB Lab. And it was described as includes deep foundation structure, enclosure roofing, interior finishes, training equipment, and specialized audio, visual, and technology solutions to support quarterback training. So that is definitely a little bit vague. And it does not look to me as if this bid has been filled yet, Jim. I'm just kind of looking it through here as you and I talk, but I don't know if anyone has been awarded this bid yet. Actually, it looks like maybe someone. No, I can't see that it has. So we will have to get a better answer on that, Jim. I don't know that answer off the top of my head. I just spilled some coffee, so it's a great segment here. But we will certainly find out. We're going to have to do some research on that. I don't know if maybe this is a part of the Phase 1 plan, and they just haven't you know, they haven't necessarily outlined this or specified this, or maybe they used more vague terms, and this is one of the more specific things they're doing. We're going to have to check on that. Stay tuned for a future show. We'll get an answer on that.
All right. I wanted to throw this question out, even though this is from Jason from Quakertown, who actually sent this in as a segment idea. We have a button on our app for that, too. And Jason, in general, said, you know, how about presenting hypothetical situations, the what ifs? He said he and his buddies like to go through these discussions, but I thought I'd throw one of them out at you, Greg. One of his first ones was, what if Justin Fields had come to Penn State?
You know, I don't. Here's the thing. I mean, there were obviously some tremendous coaches, including one now at Penn State, who were helping develop him at Ohio State. Would that have all worked out the same way here? You know, it's impossible to say. You could say yes and say that it would have, but maybe it wouldn't have. Maybe he wouldn't have reached his full potential in state college. So, do I think it would have made Penn State better or Ohio State not as good? Yeah, absolutely I do. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that I feel pretty good about. But, you know, would a Heisman conversation been had if Fields was in state college? I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball or ability to rewind the past. I would like to think that that probably would have been the case, but, you know, we'll never know for sure.
That is a tough situation. You know, the hypotheticals. I think it was pretty obvious that coming out of high school that Justin Fields was at the top of the class as far as talented quarterbacks. The interesting thing, though, with Justin Fields, and I mean, he's on his way to the NFL, and we're still talking about him and when he made his commitment to Penn State so many years ago and then decided to decommit. But how about this as a question? You could ask the same thing in Georgia. What if in Georgia they decided he should be the starter and he stuck around in Georgia?
Right. I mean, yeah, you could easily flip that question the other way around, and maybe they're better off down there, you know, and that's what the crazy thing is about the transfer portal, Jim. You know, we just we'll always be able to do these what ifs and what if about this and what about that and all this other stuff. But, you know, when it's all said and done, all we can do is analyze what did happen, not what could have happened. But, yeah, that could have shaken up things for sure as well.
It really could have. All right, last question. Let's sneak this one in here. This is from Bob from South Carolina via Berwick. And this question obviously came in before Penn State made the hire of Poindexter for the safeties coach. And he said, would Will Muschamp be worth giving a call? He's known as a great defensive back coach. But I'll change the question a little bit. Is there guys like that that could be brought in as the infamous analysts like Alabama has done? Should Penn State be doing more of that?
Well, you know, that's what Brandon Short was, and I believe Georgia actually already hired him as an analyst under Kirby Smart. So I think that that answers your question of should Penn State be considering it? And the answer is yes, if Georgia's considering it.
In his defense, he was talking in terms of would he rather be on the field as the DB coach?
Completely understood. Yeah, but in terms of, would he rather be on the field? I'm sure he would be. But at the same time, those recruiting and those analyst roles can give you a chance to do a little less recruiting, kind of reset things, be more of an advisor than an on-field coach. It's a lot less stress. And I think some of these guys need that at times just to kind of recalibrate and get back to quote-unquote normal a little bit. So does Penn State need more analyst-type guys? Yeah, absolutely. Guys like this, for sure. It's been working everywhere else, and if Penn State can afford to do it, it should continue to do so and add to it when possible.
That is it for our Ask Greg segment. We'll announce a winner in our next segment. Stay tuned.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
It won't be long before we get back outside for those cookouts and tailgates. And the best way to get ready is at thetailgateclub.com. We feature your favorites from 409 Tailgate with their Peachy Paws barbecue sauce and famous Bloody Mary mix. We also have great condiments you won't find at the grocery store, like bacon ketchup and hot banana mustard. How about salsas like raspberry chipotle and roasted red chili and honey? Head over to thetailgateclub.com. That's thetailgateclub.com for all these amazing products and more.